It is their neighborhood, and they have to take care of it. That's what President Trump had to say about northeastern Syria. Trump says he wants other nations to get involved and that U.S. troops are done there. So what might the region look like without the American military? Ash Carter was Secretary of Defense under President Obama from 2015 to 2017. I asked him how he felt when he saw images this week of U.S. personnel carriers being pelted with rocks and potatoes as they departed from northern Syria.
My heart went out to our guys. It's a terrible thing to put them in this position. This was an incomprehensible surrender of our position and of the people who helped us win. And, you know, if you don't want to be in endless wars, don't lose the wars you've already won.
So President Trump has pulled the U.S. troops out, but there are now reports that the Pentagon has drawn up tentative plans to send 30 Abrams tanks along with half of an Army armored brigade to Syria's oil fields. What do you make of this news?
Well, it's kind of a fallback position. After having done this, to me, incomprehensible move, walking away from the Syrian Kurds and our position in northern Syria, and also green-lighting Turkey to do something it's been asking to do for years, and we've always said no for good reason, this is a fallback position. I don't know how sustainable it is, but I think it arises, I'm guessing, from the Pentagon trying to claw back some sort of position in northeastern Syria despite the president's decision.
I mean, it's clear the leaders of Russia, Turkey, and Syria all want U.S. troops out. President Trump seems especially concerned with Syria's oil. Let's hear this.
We've secured the oil, and therefore a small number of U.S. troops will remain in the area where they have the oil, and we're going to be protecting it, and we'll be deciding what we're going to do with it in the future.
We will be deciding what to do with that oil. I mean, why does President Trump think the U.S. can decide what to do with Syria's oil?
You have a small number of troops in a big place. We might be able to influence something about what's done with the oil there, but we basically just gave up our principal leverage voluntarily to Turkey, to Russia, to the Syrian regime, and to Iran. And I find that incomprehensible.
Ash Carter, one of your main responsibilities during your time as Pentagon chief was combating ISIS. President Trump is trying to reassure us that ISIS cannot rebound.
ISIS is under very, very strict lock and key. And the detention facilities are being strongly maintained. There were a few that got out, a small number, relatively speaking, and they've been largely recaptured.
Well, there are mixed reports on the numbers who have escaped. But Ash Carter, do you think the Pentagon is as confident as President Trump about the future of ISIS?
They certainly have no reason to be as confident as that. These guys have shown before in history, both after 2003 and then after U.S. forces were basically withdrawn from Iraq the first time, they've shown their ability to come back. So ISIS will come back. They'll come back in part through these detainees that the Kurds are now watching and are now less able to protect and have less desire to protect. And then there are some that we never captured or killed. They said they'd fight to the death, and unfortunately, they didn't all. So these guys are fanatics, and if they're not dead, they're waiting for a new opportunity. So what's going to happen, I'm afraid, is that ISIS is going to come back. We're going to have to do it all over again. But next time, we'll be alone.
That is a terrifying prospect, especially for Kurdish civilians. And it's not their only menace right now. Turkey and Russia are patrolling the so-called safe zone. Will Kurdish fighters and civilians drop back, or are we likely to see something like what a lot of people are worried about, ethnic cleansing in this area?
They'll have at each other. I wouldn't say the Kurds will have the Turks will have the upper hand there. One of the things our people who assessed the Turkish proposed campaigns over the years to do exactly what they're trying to do now was that they wouldn't be very successful. So there may be some bloodshed and so forth. And as always in these situations, the civilians pay the worst.
I'm speaking with former Defense Secretary Ash Carter, getting his take on the situation in northern Syria. If there is widespread killings of Kurds, would the U.S. be complicit, as U.N. troops were in Rwanda in 1994, for what happens in that zone?
We won't have caused that in any event.
We will have precipitated it, though.
Well, I think we inadvertently destabilized a situation, which it didn't look like we understood what the consequences would be.
A lot of people did
understand
the consequences.
The whole thing about the ceasefire, I'm talking about in the government now, not outside of the government. And now we're trying to tamp down a Turkish campaign that we essentially green-lighted.
What advice would you offer U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper?
The president doesn't seem to consult his advisors and his cabinet members before he makes a decision. I therefore don't know whether the current Secretary of Defense was involved in this decision or not. Of course, that was the principal reason cited by Jim Mattis, old friend of mine and my successor as Secretary of Defense, for relinquishing his position.
You must have some thoughts on what direction Esper should be taking.
I think he's trying to preserve whatever parts of our strategic position are left there. But we really relinquished a lot of our position there. And it's not going to be possible to claw it back, nor do I think the president is going to permit the department to claw it back, even if it were possible.
Ash Carter was Secretary of Defense under President Obama from 2015 to 2017. His memoir is Inside the Five-Sided Box, Lessons from a Lifetime of Leadership in the Pentagon. Secretary Carter, thank you for speaking with us again.
Really good to talk to you.